Now, Cancer Trials Ireland and the Beatrice Pembroke Walsh Foundation have joined forces to improve access and research for sarcoma patients. With me in the line to talk about this is David Walsh, who's chair of the Beatrice Pembroke Walsh Foundation. He's the coordinator, of course, who's currently Kerry Person of the Year, and also with the CEO of Cancer Trials Ireland, Angela Clayton Lee. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining me on the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Jerry.
David, I'll start with you on this one. Tell me about this partnership and what you're hoping to achieve from it.
Yeah, maybe if I roll back a slight bit before that. In September 2021, Beatrice was diagnosed with a very, very rare cancer called leiomyosarcoma. Sarcomas themselves are quite rare, about 1% of all cancers. And leiomyosarcoma is even less, it's even more rare, less common than that. So when, after the first treatment that Beatrice got, we were told at the age of 52 that she only had 4 weeks to live. So her first reaction was real concern for other people. And she said, look, how can we prevent this from happening to another woman? Because it's leiomyosarcoma only affects about 6 in a million people, predominantly women. And so we set up the foundation, the Beatrice Pembroke Walsh Foundation, and we raised funds. And we didn't know what we didn't know. We knew we could raise funds. We didn't know how we were going to really spend that money in a really impactful way. And we got in contact with Cancer Trials Ireland. They've been extremely brilliant with ourselves in terms of helping us to spend that money in a very, very impactful way. So there's a number of things that we're doing with them. One is we're opening an outreach centre in the Midlands, initially in Tullamore and Portlaoise hospitals, for sarcoma patients in that geographical area that go to Dublin to St. Vincent's, which is the centre of excellence, which is great for treatment. But they also have to go back to Dublin for assessments between treatments. So what we're doing with the outreach centres is that the specialists will come there, and sarcoma patients in the area will come in and get assessed rather than making the long trip up to Dublin and taking time off work and so on and so forth. And in conjunction with that, I think one of the challenges with research into rare cancers is the lack of tissue for researchers to work on. So we're in conjunction with Cancer Trials Ireland and St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin, we're opening the first biobank for tissue of sarcomas, which will be the first in Europe. It'll be available to researchers all over Europe, not just in Ireland. So hopefully we'll accelerate the possibility of getting a cure for this rare cancer.
Yeah. David, is part of the issue here, part of the problem, that because it is so rare, there isn't much research that's gone into it, rather than other forms of more prevalent cancer?
Yeah, understandably. Because obviously our health system and our research system would like to take care of the common cancers first, and that's understandable.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I know when Beatrice was diagnosed with leiomyosarcoma, we were completely in the dark. We didn't know. We had to do our own research. We ended up by accident finding a wonderful person, Dr. Mark Doherty, in St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin that specialised in this area in the past. But that was pure luck, just pure conversation with another doctor that said, well, we know somebody. So what we're hoping to do is build awareness, firstly with the GP community, so they might recognise the cancer first, their early symptoms, and then secondly, to do the research. And this is a huge leap forward.
Yeah, massive leap forward. Angela Clayton-Lee, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me. You know, sarcoma is an aggressive form of cancer. It can be. It's either tissue or bone cancer, and it can be rare, as David was saying. Tell me about Cancer Trials Ireland and the work that you're doing in this area.
So absolutely. So just to explain a little to your listeners there, Jerry, and a very good morning to all of them. Yes, sarcomas are very rare. I mean, what we know is that your average GP may only see one or two of these sarcomas throughout their entire career. So awareness is limited, not only among the general population, but also among, you know, GPs. So as David said, the outreach clinics, we do aim to raise that awareness. Now, at the moment, the overall cure rate for sarcomas is only at around 60%, and this compares to 95-98% for breast and prostate. And that is because, as David said, they are the more common cancers, so it attracts more funding. So Cancer Trials Ireland, we are the national organisation for running cancer clinical trials around the country. And we were absolutely thrilled when David, on behalf of the Beatrice Pembroke Walsh Foundation, contacted us, because this type of very rare tumour does not usually attract specific funding. And we want to do a lot more research in sarcoma, but funding is always the issue. So with the support of this foundation, it will enable Cancer Trials Ireland, as David said, to run this biobank with St. Vincent's Hospital. And the importance of that biobank is because with any type of cancer, the questions were always, why did a particular patient do better than another patient with a very similar type of cancer? Why did some people respond better? Why was particular tumour so aggressive? So for the first time now in Ireland, with the support from the Beatrice Pembroke Walsh Foundation, we will be able to build this biobank and registry for sarcoma patients. And what that means is that we will be able to track how patients respond and do, you know, during their course of treatment, but also match that with the tissue samples that we will now have on hand to help us to answer those questions. And really what will arise from that, and the hope of this type of research, is that that biobank research will provide a pathway towards answers. And then the ultimate aim is that we can then open a clinical trial through Cancer Trials Ireland in Ireland for sarcoma patients based on the direction of travel from the biobank to actually, for once and for all, change outcomes for patients with sarcomas. So we are really grateful for this partnership. We're very excited about this work. It's an absolute privilege to work with David and his family and foundation, and also with the St. Vincent's Sarcoma Network, who are as committed as we are to providing answers to this very rare type of cancer and changing outcomes for patients like Beatrice going forward.
Yeah. And David, but from what Angela said there, that element of going out there into the region and making these services available, developing the biobank as well, bringing the specialists to people, that's a key part of it all.
It's hugely important, because we tend to forget the logistics when something like this happens. There's obviously the emotion of a loved one, your soulmate or whatever, with this very rare disease. But the traveling, we were lucky. I could take time off work and spend time with Beatrice full time. Not everybody has that luxury. Often the two parents work, they may have a dependent parent, an elderly parent, they might have a dependent child. So to down tools and head to Dublin for a checkup is a huge ordeal. So to bring that service into the area for the checkup piece is hugely, hugely important and hugely impactful. And as Angela just said there, in relation to the biobank, that I really think we can have a multiplier effect here in terms of getting to a cure an awful lot faster than if we were doing it piecemeal.
Yeah, and it's about the speed of it and having that logistics and having that biobank available and then doing the work from there, having the funding to make it happen as well.
100%. It really is key. And as Andrew said, the next step then would probably be some clinical trials thereafter. But that will happen in the future.
Yeah. Angela, in the overall sense of it, can I ask you, like, this trial is good for this particular form of cancer, and hopefully the specialists will know a lot more and we can get better outcomes as a result of it. But in the wider sense, how is that work going in terms of our battle against the various forms of cancer? Are things improving?
It is definitely improving. It is improving year on year, and the more research that's conducted, the more answers come through. But what's very important about this particular type of research around rare tumours like sarcoma is that the answers that come through from this research can actually be applied to some other types of rare tumour who actually share the same genetic components or protein factors. So very often when we do this type of research, we come up with an answer that we want to then explore through a trial, but then it could also bring in another rare type of tumour with the same profile, if you like, within the actual tumour, whose patients could then benefit directly. And that happens a lot. There's often crossover in terms of answers that emerge that are then applied to other tumour types. So more patients going forward than the initial cohort actually benefit in the long run. And that's the beauty of research, Jerry. You know, you have a question, you really work hard to find an answer, and then that answer can be applied not only to those particular patients, but to others in the future. So it's
and can that research, can it work in the way of when you know more, when you learn more, can you kind of, or do we even know, given it's so rare, are there environmental factors? What's the cause? Is it a genetic family link? All of those things can be studied.
There are so many components. And with cancer in general, you know, with some cancers, yes, there are specific causes. Other cancers such as sarcoma, it's a little bit like what David said in the beginning. We don't know what we don't know. So the more research that is conducted, the more it begins to unravel. One answer leads to another question, which leads to another answer, and so on. And it is built in layers until we get to the stage where we fully, fully understand the origins of these sarcomas, and in particular, very rare subtypes of sarcoma, like Leiomyosarcoma sarcoma, which Beatrice had. And then we move forward. You know, I mean, if you go back to, say, where we were in the even the 80s, 90s, my original clinical background was in radiotherapy, and you know, would have treated a lot of cancer patients. And when I look over the years at how treatment has actually improved, all because of research. And the other very important thing is that people don't often realize is that every single drug that is used in cancer care today originally came through a clinical trial. So that is the only way that drugs get approved, is through cancer trials. So the more we can support with more funding, more trials, more exposure for doctors and nurses around our hospitals in Ireland to running these kind of research trials, the better we can improve outcomes for families in the future. So we'll actually never know that their outcome actually is linked back to this kind of original research, but the impact is huge. And in my career, it's been incredibly rewarding to see those advances in cancer care over the years, and a lot more to come, particularly around sarcoma.
Yeah, that's a fair point. David, is that your hope? I mean, leiomyosarcoma, it's rare, you know, mainly affects women, you know, very difficult to diagnose, as you've said, due to its rarity in wide range symptoms. What will you consider a success at the end of all this work, that those circumstances will change? It'll be easier to diagnose, more GPs will be aware, more people will get the early diagnosis, which is a better outcome.
Well, Beatrice's final wish was that no other woman would go through what she went through. And I think you summed it up very well there, that we know that if the illness is diagnosed earlier with GPs or in the medical professions, that, okay, there is no long-term cure for it, but you can get a longer life, quality life, if it's treated earlier. And obviously the ultimate game would be Beatrice's legacy would be outstanding if one day we had a cure for leiomyosarcoma.
Yeah, and that's the ultimate goal. Your family all with you in lockstep on this campaign, David?
Oh yeah, look, we've three kids, Patrick, Claude, and Christopher. They're brilliant. They're deeply involved in the foundation and making it happen. We had a wonderful event during last week in the K Club, where we raised a significant amount of money, and again that will help to build new relationships with Cancer Trials Ireland. Whereas Angela said, once we get past the biobank piece, let's start thinking for the future in relation to the clinical trials that she spoke about.
Okay. And look, if people want to get involved, they can donate. I think it's BeatricePembrokeWalshFoundation.com, David, the website to go to.
Yes, exactly. If they go onto that website, there's an I donate button there. And one of the great things about this charity is that every single cent raised goes in to helping Angela and Cancer Trials Ireland. There is no administration costs. Everybody involved in the charity is doing it on a voluntary basis. So every cent raised goes straight into creating an impact.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Well, look, thanks for telling us the story, and good luck with the work, very important work that is to come in that area. That's David Walsh there, Chair of the Beatrice Pembroke Walsh Foundation, and also Angela Clayton-Lee, who's Cancer Trials Ireland CEO.